Good afternoon, David.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, David. Apparently, at the moment, you are sporting a Matthew Kelly-style bushy beard.
I think Matthew Kelly is maybe not how I would describe it, but I do have a bit of facial fur at present, yes.
OK, describe it in the realm of a well-known beard we might recognise, then.
Very difficult.
Tom Hanks in Castaway?
No, because I've trimmed it recently, so it's slightly less unruly than it was.
Okay.
It's beginning to have... There's quite a lot. There's bits of blonde and bits of ginger through it.
Nice.
So it's probably like yours.
Mel Gibson in The Passion of the Christ?
Do you know, I've never seen that film.
Nor have I, I'm just kidding.
He's not in it. He directed, doesn't he?
Didn't he? Okay,
yeah, something like that.
Well done. Now, last night, the Doctor, that is you, and Rose, that is Billy Piper, went for a proper grown-up meal.
Yes, we did, yes.
Why did you not call?
Don't ask me. She was the holder of the mobile phone.
Did you want her for your own?
I always want her for my own.
I understand
I
you...
I one not.
I understand you had just the one cocktail.
Yeah, just one cocktail. I had to work today, so I had to have a clear head.
What was the cocktail?
It was a raspberry margarita.
I was close by, and a couple of people who'd been in the same restaurant as you and Bill came in the bar where I was, and the woman came up to me and said, "Here, we've just seen your ex with him, you know, the Doctor. Does it not bother you, that?" I went, "Not really, no, it doesn't bother me at all." I said, "You know, they've travelled through centuries together.
Exactly.
You know, a restaurant meal tête-à-tête is nothing." So, look, you're getting on very well with my ex-wife.
I love her dearly.
you know, you were the second Doctor she's worked with. Was that difficult? Because I've stepped into somebody's role, and it was quite difficult for the first couple of days, but it's okay now.
Yeah, I think it is a bit. Well, it's daunting. I think it's more daunting before you start, in a way. Especially because Chris had been very good in Doctor Who, so, I mean, if he'd been rubbish, it would have been easy. But, you know, he was so good and such a strong kind of presence in it, and so many people loved him in it, that you kind of... Yeah, it's a bit daunting stepping in, isn't it? But all credit to Bell, actually. She made it very, very easy. She was very welcoming and very generous, and that helped.
OK, and did you drop her off last night, or did she drop you off?
She dropped me off, actually.
Did she?
Yeah.
I'm very glad for you both. Okay, now finally, before you play for time to talk about tomorrow night's Doctor Who, had any Matteson sausage on toast with peanut butter sandwiches recently?
You've been doing your research. Not for a while, but don't mock, because actually there's about it.
Right.
There's something about those smoked processed meats mingling with that processed peanut butter smacking taste, lip smacking taste.
Is that
I just ask you to give it a try, that's
all. Is that your favourite thing in the world?
Not in the world. I do like it.
Okay.
It is a bit of a sort of guilty pleasure. You have to slice it nice and slice the Matteson sausage nice and thinly and just sink it into a nice thick coating of the peanut butter.
Oh, Doctor.
Yeah.
And you like the Proclaimers?
I love the Proclaimers, yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a Proclaimers track for you. You're going to choose one, actually, for everybody else in a moment or two. But now you're going to play for time to talk about tomorrow night's Doctor Who.
Right.
We're going to ask you three questions. Get a question right, you win 10 seconds to talk about the forthcoming episode 3. Okay, so you have a maximum of 30 seconds to advertise your wares, and a minimum of 0, of course. So here we go. First of all, David, has it been a good day or bad day for art collectors?
I haven't seen a paper today, so I'm just going to have to guess. I'd say it's been a fantastic day for art collectors.
It's been a bad day for art collectors.
Why?
The Saatchi Gallery has admitted throwing away a painting worth an estimated £50,000. Stuart Semple's piece, entitled British Painting Still Rocks, attracted widespread attention after the artist smuggled it into the London Gallery. Okay, no seconds for Doctor Who.
Okay.
Swiss Mountains, has it been a good day or bad day for them?
Bad day for Swiss Mountains.
A bad day? It's been a good day for Swiss Mountains. The Little Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps is about to get even taller after officials announced plans for an extension overshadowed by its bigger brother. For centuries, tourist bosses in Zermatt hope to change the situation by adding another 120 metres to the Little Matterhorn in the form of a glass pyramid atop the original peak.
Well, I would argue that fiddling with nature in this way is not a good thing.
Well, you're the Doctor. You know about it.
Flying in the face of the natural way of things.
Well, you're still on no seconds, Doctor.
Yeah,
okay, tea lovers. Has it been a good day or bad day for tea lovers? For just 10 seconds.
It was a great day for tea lovers, wasn't it?
David, it's been a good day for tea lovers. Yes. For Forget lattes, mochas and cappuccinos, tea is set to become the sexy drink for the younger generation. The tea industry is ditching the beverage's boring image by introducing trendy new blends such as Tavana and Tulux. So, David...
It doesn't sound that sexy, does it?
No, it doesn't, but it is, I promise. Okay, 10 seconds to talk about tomorrow night's Doctor Who. Your time starts now.
Tomorrow night, it's episode 3 of Doctor Who tomorrow night. It's called School Reunion, and it stars Billy Piper and some other bloke, and... It's we also welcome back K-9 and Sarah Jane Smith, two of the Doctor's old
I'm
friends.
I'm sorry, that's your time up.
Oh, that was a bit quick.
So we have the Proclaimers for you now. Tell us about this.
I love the Proclaimers. I love everything about them. They're the best band in the world. And this is Sunshine and Leith, which always brings a tear to a glass eye.
Thanks, Doctor.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My heart was broken. My heart was broken.
Proclaimers for David Tennant, the Doctor, Doctor Who, and Doctor Who's viewing figures going up week by week. Very rare for a TV show that. 8 million the first week, 9 million last week. On again tomorrow, BBC One. Don't miss it.